BBC News at 3 minutes past two, on Next at Three.
That's what I'm having. Guess I better share it. Thank you, Fenella. Cheers, Jeremy. Hello, good afternoon. Wednesday, 14th of May, 2008. Now live till five, it's The Big Show. Steve Wright in the afternoon. Good afternoon.
In the afternoon.
It's a little bit you. Neil Diamond's song, Monkeys. Little bit me, little bit you.
It's a little bit me.
Weather's a bit different, bit strange today. Cloudier, cooler, but still warm and hazy sunshine. Chance of showers, could be thundery. And 20 to 21 Celsius. Good afternoon. This is The Big Show till five.
BBC Radio 2.
Well, on today's programme, broadcaster and top film journalist Mark Kermode, it's a Cannes Film Fest special. Plus, author of a new book called Guerrilla Gardening, Richard Reynolds, tell you about that later. The Old Woman, Tim Smith, Jamie Lee Grace, Sally Traffic, Johnny Saunders with The Sport, The Oldies, later picked out by Bob Allen from Thetford in Norfolk. Plus your emails and texts and factoids, the showbiz, the lifestyle, The Big Show. Listening to The Big Show. A little later on, we're going to have our Cannes special. And also, we'll be talking to the author of a new book about guerrilla gardening. Does anybody know what guerrilla gardening is?
No idea. What is it?
Well, it's a guy who comes in and...
Dressed as a gorilla.
No, not dressed as a gorilla.
Well, I thought, you know, back to nature, that kind of gardening.
That'd be stupid.
Just imagine you live in an urban environment, which you might do.
Used to, yeah.
All right, so a guy comes down, plants stuff.
Oh, I see, and does it secretly so nobody can see him.
Yeah.
Yes, you go to bed of a night time, and when you wake up in the morning, if you're living in a block of flats, you look down and there's a beautiful garden.
Yeah.
Oh, very well explained, Owen. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Some of it might be cress.
In a box.
It does that on your windowsill for you.
So that might be interesting. On the show with us today, Old Woman, Tim Smith, Janie Lee Grace, Sally Traffic, Johnny Saunders with The Sport later. Broadcaster and top film journalist Mark Kermode, it's a Cannes Film Fest special, and author of a new book called Guerrilla Gardening, Richard Reynolds, coming up. On the non-stop oldies chosen by Bob Allen from Thetford after the news.
At 3 o'clock, this is Fenella Fudge.
Stand by for the oldies next.
The Big Show with Steve.
Now, the non-stop oldies.
Oldies.
Brought to you daily by Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Now, we're going to talk about guerrilla gardening, and we were having a little talk about it earlier on. Richard Reynolds is here, and he's got this book on guerrilla gardening out. I mean, You know, you think to yourself, if you say guerrilla gardening to anybody, well, what do you think it might be? Janie, you knew straight away, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I vaguely heard about it. I mean, obviously, initially, we thought it was somebody dressed up in a gorilla suit, but then we realised that it was...
Wait a minute, it is!
It was all about doing stuff undercover. What I want to know, what I have to know, first of all, is who pays you?
Nobody pays us. Gardening is a hobby. It just so happens that the land we're gardening is not our own, and we're not asking permission for it. We're doing it ourselves.
So you supply the plants out of your own pocket?
Out of our own pocket, but also when people hear about what we're doing, we get given plants, donations, cash, old plants from people's gardens. I had some winter honeysuckle just dumped on my doorstep.
It's wonderful. How many gorilla gardeners do we know of?
I have gardened alongside hundreds.
And where do they come from and why do they do it?
They do it because they love gardening, and they do it because they all have a sense of mischief and an optimism that it's worth giving it a go. And they come from all sorts of places, old and young, crazy and very serious and political.
What are the politics behind it?
There is politics.
Of course.
There is something there, but it's kind of pretty deep down somewhere buried in the garden for most of us. It just so happens that bureaucracy and health and safety gets in the way, and it's therefore criminal damage, and therefore it gets a bit serious sometimes.
So you're planting things then where things aren't normally planted. Are you in a sense eco-warriors?
Some have described us as eco-warriors, yes, but I am fighting neglect and the scarcity of land rather than anything more grand and
serious. But some people get upset at the places where you plant things.
Occasionally, but more for the fact that we haven't asked and it confuses them.
Mm.
Because if we did ask, the problem is then the owner becomes liable for our health and safety. And my council said we'd have never given you permission for the one patch they have had I asked first.
But what about maintenance? I mean, in some areas where you've actually done a really good job and people have been really pleased, do they then bother and continue to maintain?
Well, it's for us to maintain.
Oh, that's I see.
Oh,
no,
absolutely.
Back.
This is,
surely, if you go back, you get your hourly rate.
So you have to go on your urban rounds.
I was out there this morning, actually, out there this morning, picking up crisp packets off St. George's Circus. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, but it's like your own garden. You've got to keep on top of it. Pull out the weeds, pull out the plants once they're finished.
And how many helpers have you got then? Because you can't do it all on your own.
No, well, I've got a merry band of regulars of about 10 of us now who look after a lot of the patches in central London. And what I'm encouraging people to do, and one reason for writing this book, is I want people to find patches in their local area and do it themselves. And if they want to get people involved and spread the word in their community and get more people along. And once you're out there, they see what you're doing and they come up.
Well,
and
that must be
sometimes
people
help out.
That live in flats and things like that, because I've got a garden and it takes me all my time to just do my garden.
Yep.
So you're getting people that haven't got a garden.
Absolutely. I live on the 10th floor of a council tower block. I don't even have a windowsill. So for me, that was part of the motion. I had itchy fingers to go out there and garden.
I think it's by and large a good doing, as long as you know the law and as long as there's no anarchy involved. Is there?
Well, we are we're creating criminal damage.
Why is it criminal damage? I mean, if you plant some cress down next to a tree near where I live, why is that criminal damage?
I don't write the laws, but I've been told that by police, face to face. Put down your tools or we're taking you in, they said.
What, for making the place look pretty?
Yeah, we just finished picking up the litter and clearing the weeds and cutting a little bed where it was just all tufty and messy, and I did put down my tools.
Okay, let's take a city like Glasgow, or let's take Leeds, or let's take Liverpool, or let's take Manchester, or let's take London, all of these urban areas. Surely some folk might say they're urban, they're concrete, they're for us to live in and to work in. They're not gardens.
Well, I don't dig up concrete. I dig up compacted mud. And it's like archaeology out there. We find little plastic tags of old plants and old roots of things that have been put in and neglected. So we're restoring these flower beds to their former glory and beyond.
But then maybe you get a council come along and say, well, we're just going to put a parking meter there.
Yes, that has happened. We have lost a couple, one to a tower block and one to a reconfiguration of the road junction in Hackney, and that's all part of the fight.
All right, well, let me just take a break and we'll come back and talk about the book, because we're not only talking about the United Kingdom here, and they're in the book lists all kinds of other guerrilla gardeners.
Around the world.
From around the world. We'll be right back. Don't go away. With Richard Reynolds, and the book is called On Guerrilla Gardening.
Meet me by the entrance of the tube.
Nobody gets too much love anymore. It's as wide as a river and harder to find. Nobody gets too much heaven. No, it's much harder to come back. I'm waiting in line.
with Richard Reynolds. I wonder if this TV show here, isn't there, really, that hasn't been made yet, don't you think?
One day, perhaps.
Sounds like a Channel 4 show, sounds like a BBC 3 show, doesn't it? Follow you around.
Well, if you know someone in power who can make that happen, I'm happy to spread the word media possible.
Sorry, you'll have to talk to the old woman if you want power. she can probably fix it for you. So tell me about the book. What's in the book, and how did you manage to fill out the book with all of this stuff in, and what kind of material is in the book? Have you got some photographs in here? Just explain what the book's all about.
Well, it is a fun read. It's about guerrilla gardening in its entirety. So it's about why we do it, which is making the place more beautiful. But actually, some people are growing vegetables out there as well. Some people have a more political point. Even guerrilla gardeners planting daffodils as a memorial to friends and family who've had an accident by the roadside. It makes a far more refreshing change than piles of plastic, dead flowers and all of that stuff. So there's why we do it, what we're fighting against, which is this neglect and the scarcity of land in the landscape. And then the second half is how to do it. What are the suitable plants? How to spread the word? When possibly should you go legitimate?
Okay, do you think that towns and cities, urban areas especially, should have some kind of councillor for urban renewal or gardening?
The councils have many different demands, and the parks are jewels in the crown, and generally they are pretty nice. What we're dealing with is the scraps of land, these orphan little bits of land that are sometimes responsibility of the highways people, sometimes private landowners that are forgotten about.
You look like a guy to me in his 20s. I mean, I don't really know. You look quite a young guy and somebody who deeply cares about the environment and all of that. What is your job? I mean, what is your employment?
Well, I'm a freelance advertising planner. So in other parts of my life, I'm spreading the word about household names. But I've also always been a keen gardener.
And you've been to a lot of places. Have you been to New York and Toronto and Montreal?
I have, to meet guerrilla gardeners there, yes.
Is that where you got the name from, guerrilla gardeners?
Well, the name was first coined by a New Yorker in 1973 called Liz Christie. She created a group called the Green Guerrillas, who are doing very much what we're doing now in London and, and around the UK.
What's the future for it? Are you going to be stopped in this environmental age that we now live in? Surely you're going to get a little bit more encouragement. I would imagine, for example, if you went along to see Boris, he may well be not on your side, but maybe sympathetic.
Well, Boris is planting trees all across London, isn't he, as we speak?
But Boris is also keen to cut down on petty crime. Where it could go is, when I hear that something's been planted and someone emails me and says, oh, were you in, you know, Hornsey last night? Did you do that? And I'm like, no, not me. You know, that's someone else out there.
Well, naturally, we don't condone this kind of thing, but really nice to meet you. Thanks very much. Richard Reynolds. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
To life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored.